Are we back?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're back. We've been back for a good, what, minute or so?
How's it been going?
And then some.
How y'all been doing?
I know. I was just having an imaginary conversation with you.
I know where you went. Because of what happened in our show meeting.
What happened in our show meeting? We had a lot of good discussion and discourse about the program.
No, you cleared out the room twice with your butt.
Look, I'm not feeling well.
Because that's the reason.
Just go easy on me today.
After what you did to that poor girl yesterday with your butt, you just brought it in today.
Yeah. You know what? Okay, it's an embarrassing story, but it's worth telling as a cautionary tale to those out there in a similar situation. And see, if this happened to him, not only would he refrain from telling America, he would refrain from telling us in the meeting, because that was a funny meeting story, right?
Yeah, it was funny.
No, I'd tell you.
I don't think so. But then we bring it up on the air, and then you deny it. You would.
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
So yesterday out at the LPGA tournament, out there, beautiful Las Colinas Country Club, by the way, starts today, runs through Sunday, head on out, should be some good weather, some good gal golf.
Yeah, I'm on to this, what's her name?
Lydia Ko.
Lydia Ko. Now.
Yeah, dude, it's amazing what she's done at the age of 18. And we're broadcasting on the back patio, overlooking the practice green and the number one tee box. It was a great, great sight. Well, there's a parking lot right outside of the country club, and so that's where most people park. But you know, it's a big tournament, and so they have a separate lot for the media, which is all the way down this hill, kind of near the entrance by the tennis courts.
Mm-hmm.
This segment's going to be about tennis, and it's about a 200-300 yard walk down to this court. And so after the show,
it's going to be about tennis.
I start walking down there, and I was feeling really bad all day yesterday, you know. And so as I'm walking down near that parking lot, I have to relieve myself of air, of excess air,
and not of the belching variety.
And so I'm outside. It's a gorgeous day, and it was very Step Brothers-esque, you know.
So you let fly.
Yeah.
And it was long.
How, describe it the way you did.
He did. Step Brothers.
Yeah, it's very Step Brothers. If we have that in there, that's...
Couldn't have been that.
No, of course not. That's once in a generation right there.
Did it have a little stinger?
No, it didn't have it didn't have a tail.
A stinger.
So immediately, you know how after you may do something like that, and then you sent something? This was late in the afternoon. It was clear, it was 7:15 or whatever, and so I'm thinking that I wasn't thinking at all. I just knew that I'm walking to my car, there's nobody around, and I can do this.
Now, did you slow down or anything? Slow your
walk? No, it was like a horse. I just kept going.
So, in full stride.
God, I admire horses. I really do. Don't you? The ability to walk and release.
That's pretty extraordinary.
It is. It's exciting.
Now, did you adopt the usual sneer, the fart sneer?
No. That's just for your entertainment.
Okay, get on with this.
I could feel something. I felt a presence, and it wasn't the Lord.
It wasn't Jesus carrying you?
No, he was not helping me at all.
There weren't only one set of footprints?
Right, right. So knowing that it wasn't Jesus, I kind of slow down, and I turn my head to glance behind me, and I see a woman. About 10 feet behind
me. Oh, no. And she heard it.
Yes, she heard it.
Did her countenance reflect the fact that she heard it?
I barely caught a glimpse of her in particular because I turned around so quickly and just started laughing. I was just shaking my head laughing.
What are you going to do?
Right. It's already done.
You are official. You are an official old man now.
Well, no, because
that's what happens to old men. They don't care.
No, they don't. But I do care a little
bit. You laughed.
No,
you don't. You didn't apologize.
You care less than anybody.
Well,
I've known few people, and most of them are up here, that are more free and easy with that than you.
Look, I'll never get it through my head that it's not comedy.
All right, here's what I'm wondering now that you're telling this story. There was nobody
787-1310.
There was nobody around except you and her.
Not even the number.
What is our number?
I don't know. 787-888-787-1310.
888-787-1310.
Yeah, give us a call. Tell us what you think about this story.
Don't ever call here again.
Yeah. All right, if there's nobody around except you and her,
mm-hmm.
She's like 10 feet behind you?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of encroaching on your space just a little bit for there to be nobody around and you don't know this person?
What do you mean encroaching? I mean, she's walking down to the car too. What is she supposed to do?
Well,
it's not like you have to observe some sort of car.
I don't know. I think I'd be a little uncomfortable if somebody I didn't know was 10 feet behind me and there was nobody around except me.
Dude, 10 feet? That's like from here to that wall almost.
I know.
That's not that.
And I think I'd be a little uncomfortable with that.
That's too close?
Yeah, it is.
Well, I can't help you with that. I didn't turn to ask her that.
That didn't bother you?
No, I didn't. I mean, what am I supposed to do? I just farted on her. Am I supposed to turn around and go, you're too close to me? No, you just keep walking, right?
You should have apologized. You should have said, look, I'm sorry about the fart.
I think what I did was I looked, I saw her, I get this smile, and I shake my head. I'm like, oh, man.
Well, what did she do? She just kept...
I don't know. I never turned around again. I got in my car and freaking left.
All right. Well, punch one up.
Mino could do it.
I got it. Okay.
Hi there. You're on the air. What do you think about the fart story?
About an F-class born fart?
He makes it through on every... No matter what the situation is, if there's a phone bank that needs to be...
I want his job.
...called, yeah, he is always the first guy. And he's amazing.
Another. Hi there. You're on the air. What do you think about the fart story? Okay.
So.
Hi there. You're on the air. What do you think about the fart story?
Oh, well, I'm going to remain anonymous and tell a little something about my past that I'm not too proud of.
Go ahead, sir.
We'll remain anonymous. Let's say May 5th. About 2002, lazy Wednesday afternoon at the mall.
How do you remember the day, date, time, all that? That's awesome.
Well,
this must be pretty significant.
It's generalized. I know it was a Wednesday in a not so crowded mall, and I'm walking. I just visited the nameless Chinese restaurant at the food court.
Nameless.
Gorged myself like I was a hostage that just got out of a concentration camp. Mind you, I'm wearing walking shorts, which I know Corby owns about 1,000 pair of.
That's right.
Okay. And I'm cruising down the mall past the food court, and the Royal Rumble starts in my stomach, and I'm convinced, have you, that I could let one go in privacy, and that's all that shall happen. However, as I decide to let loose of the unholiness in my bowels, it was air for about the first 4 seconds, and then it turned in.
Oh, no.
No. It walked short. Yes. Yes. Fail horn. Walking shorts. And did my boxer shorts contain it? No, sir. No, sir. Thinking I'm alone in the mall, I glance behind me, and there are no less than 4 teenage girls that see the mud spatter.
God!
I sprint to the door. There's no restroom at all. I sprint to the door, through the parking lot, to my car, and hang my head in shame.
God.
Yeah. Not that bad, Corby.
Yeah,
that's that outstanding work, sir.
Best phone call we've ever taken.
I feel much better about myself now.
That will certainly be the best thing that happens on this program today. I wish I had something to give you, but I don't.
We don't have any boots?
I got some sleep experts tax forms if you'd like.
Yeah, if you want a W-9 from Sleep Experts, we have those. Thank you.
Oh my God. Pretty awesome.
All right. Oh.